Holy God, Holy Mighty, Holy Immortal, have mercy on us. Holy God, Holy Mighty, Holy Immortal, have mercy on us. Holy God, Holy Mighty, Holy Immortal, have mercy on us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, both now and ever into the ages of ages. Amen. Good morning and praise the Lord. Today is Thursday, May 23rd, 2024. Today we celebrate Michael the Confessor, Bishop of Cynidon. This saint was from Cyneda in Phrygia of Asia Minor. In Constantinople he met Saint Theophylact, the Holy Patriarch Tiresias, learning that Michael and Theophylact desired to become monks, sent them to a monastery on the Black Sea. Because of their great virtue, Saint Tiresias afterwards compelled them to accept consecration, Theophylact as Bishop of Nicomedia, and Michael as Bishop of his native Cyneda. Because Saint Michael fearlessly confessed the veneration of the holy icons, he was banished by the iconoclast Emperor Leo V, the Armenian, who reigned from 813 to 820. After being driven from one place to another in many hardships and bitter pains, Saint Michael died in exile. All Holy Trinity, have mercy on us. Lord, forgive our sins. Master, pardon our transgressions. Holy One, visit and heal our infirmities for your name's sake. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Glory to the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, both now and ever, and to the ages of ages. Amen. Our first reading is from the Acts of the Apostles, Chapter 8, verses 26 through 39. In those days an angel of the Lord said to Philip, "Rise and go toward the south, to the road that goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza. This is a desert road." And he rose and went. And behold, an Ethiopian, a eunuch, a minister of Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, in charge of all her treasure, had come to Jerusalem to worship and was returning. Seated in his chariot, he was reading the prophet Isaiah. And the Spirit said to Philip, "Go up and join this chariot." So Philip ran to him and heard him reading Isaiah the prophet, and asked, "Do you understand what you are reading?" And he said, "How can I, unless someone guides me?" And he invited Philip to come up and sit with him. Now the passage of the scripture which he was reading was this: "As a sheep led to the slaughter, or a lamb before its shearer is dumb, so he opens not his mouth. In his humiliation justice was denied him. Who can describe his generation? For his life is taken up from the earth." And the eunuch said to Philip, "About whom, pray, does the prophet say this? About himself or about someone else?" Then Philip opened his mouth, and beginning with this scripture, he told him the good news of Jesus. And as they went along the road, they came to some water. And the eunuch said, "See, here is water. What is to prevent my being baptized?" And Philip said, "If you believe with all your heart, you may." And he replied, "I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God." And he commanded the chariot to stop, and they both went down into the water, Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. And when they came up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught up Philip, and the eunuch saw him no more, and went on his way rejoicing. Our gospel reading this morning is from the Gospel according to John, chapter 6, verses 40 through 44. The Lord said to the Jews who believed in him, "This is the will of my Father, that everyone who sees the Son and believes in him should have eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day." The Jews then murmured at him, because he said, "I am the bread which came down from heaven." They said, "Is not this Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How does he now say, 'I have come down from heaven'?" Jesus answered them, "Do not murmur among yourselves. No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him, and I will raise him up at the last day. Heavenly King, Comforter, Spirit of Truth, present everywhere and filling all things, Treasury of blessings and Giver of life, come and abide in us. Cleanse us from every stain and save our souls, gracious Lord. I want to share for you a homily attributed to Saint John Chrysostom, and the topic is 2 Corinthians. Let us therefore not fear hell, but offending God. For it is more grievous than that when he turns away in wrath. This is worse than all, this heavier than all. And that you may learn what a thing it is, consider this which I say. If one that was himself a king, beholding a robber and malefactor under punishment, gave his well-beloved son, his only begotten and true, to be slain, and transferred the death and the guilt as well from him to his son, who was himself of no such character, that he might both save the condemned man and clear him from his evil reputation. And then, if, having subsequently promoted him to great dignity, he had yet, after thus saving him and advancing him to that glory unspeakable, been outraged by the person that had received such treatment, would not that man, if he had any sense, have chosen 10,000 deaths rather than appear guilty of so great ingratitude? This, then, let us also now consider with ourselves, and groan bitterly for the provocations we have offered our benefactor. Nor let us therefore presume, because though outraged, he bears it with long suffering, but rather, for this very reason, be full of remorse. Again, that is a homily on 2 Corinthians, attributed to Saint John Chrysostom. Thank you for joining us on this journey through the scriptures, devotions to our Lord on this beautiful day here in Minnesota on the 23rd of May, 2024. My name is James Newcomb, and I'm really glad that you have chosen to press play and spend a couple of minutes with us around the world that tune in and we fellowship together with the scriptures and these prayers. We close, as we do every morning, with the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.